Welcome to Naked and Counting, the longest running podcast serving the Afro-Latin dance community. I'm Magna Capel.
And I'm Leon Rose. We're here to discuss the topics that you want to hear in an informative and lighthearted way.
What's happening, Magna Gopal?
Not much, Leon Rose. How you doing?
I'm not too bad. I just ate a samosa and I'm jonesing for another one. Waiting for me. So we have to finish this podcast quickly because my samosa is waiting for me.
All right. I saw an interesting video that was, I think it was called
Salsa. Not one of your funny websites again, is it?
Well, yeah, you were on it. So yes, it was a funny website. It was called like Salsa Bordel or Salsa Mess or something like that. And it was at some event. You were in it. Terry was in it. And there are a couple of other leaders and followers, and you guys were all swapping partners back and forth throughout the song. And I mean, I'm curious. I've had my experience with that, and I have quite a fun time. But what are some of the ways that you make it as smooth as you do?
All right. So there's two things with the Salsa Bordel thing. It's just basically something that we've been doing in salsa for years. Like in the middle of the dance, you just switch partners and then it just catches on. It can be done deliberately. It can be done, you know, with premeditation.
Or spontaneously.
It can happen spontaneously. I've seen it happen spontaneously where people just start switching partners. And all of a sudden, the whole Congress has danced with 10 people in one song and don't even remember who the first person they danced with. I like that. I don't mind that. That is just, you know, everybody having fun on a dance floor. It's like a waiter, you know, you switch partners all the time. You're having a great time. But there's one thing that I do love, and I don't do it much. I don't do it that much anymore. I used to do it a lot with Super Mario, which is switching in partners.
Oh, yes.
And I love it when it's done smoothly and your partner doesn't even feel the change. And then you continue on with the next move. I've seen that done, but I kind of went to work on it. Me and Mario had these signals, like he would give me the nod and I know exactly which move he's going to do. And nobody was switching partners like that. Then, well, the first time I actually saw that kind of thing was in New York. Actually, no, it was when Nelson Flores, the New Yorkers, came over to London and these guys started switching between partners. That's when Nelson danced with me for the first time. It was the first time me leading a guy. And it was in one of these kind of a salsa bordel kind of thing. These guys all mixing it up. But really, yeah, ever since I really tried to perfect it and make it look good, because I don't know if you dance with guys where they're switching out on you and they're just like kind of grabbing arms and pulling people back. And then it's almost like a little struggle to kind of get their partner.
I've had that experience on both sides. I've led people, especially birthday dances, that usually happens where people cut in. So maybe there's a follower who's celebrating their birthday, so I'm cutting in as a lead, and there's someone who's trying to cut in and they're just really choppy or aggressive, and I'm like, bro, wait for a cue that you can actually take. And I've been on the receiving end, especially in birthday dances, where it's just people rush in and aggressively like grab your hand and try and do a move where there's no flow whatsoever. And in those situations, I will influence the lead. I will like calm them down and say, okay, we can do a basic and then you can pick me up and do it. If you cannot come in smoothly from a turn pattern and take over that turn pattern and then create your own, then just do a damn basic in between, you know, so it doesn't feel rough.
The trick is to anticipate the open. Whatever style of dance you're doing, I'm talking about salsa, on-one-on-two, crossbody style. Once you see that crossbody initiate, then that is usually your opening to go in. If it's done with both hands or closed-handed, then it's not going to work. So you have to really anticipate. And if you do it well, it looks so smooth. These guys, Nelson and those guys there, wow. They shocked all of us. Then we all started doing it back in the old days.
And it's actually quite fun For the followers too, because here's a chance for you. One, also, just like the leads getting a chance to dance with multiple followers in one song, you get to dance with multiple leads in one song. You might not even have the chance to get a dance with all those people over the night, you know? So here you get this opportunity. But for the followers, I feel like they're the ones who tend to be impacted the most if it's a rough cut. Right. It's very rarely the leader who's getting their arm twisted around. It's the follower who's getting thrown around. And that brings me to another point with that video. I guess there was some comment. I can't remember in detail what it was. It was, I think it went a little bit over the top in terms of language. It was about consent. You know, do these followers consent to swapping out partners? One aspect of it is, they're having fun. They look like they're having fun. Of course, nobody consents, lead or follow, consents to being thrown around. Yes, I agree to that point. But for the most part, followers are having fun in the process.
You know, I've never really thought about it as that because, you know, once you're on the dance floor, you're all dancing together. You got to be try and be careful with each other and swapping partners. But I'm sure I've run across people that didn't like that whole switching partners because maybe they ended up with the wrong partner, or maybe they waited for so long to dance with this one guy. For example, maybe it's Terry. Maybe they waited all night to dance with Terry. Then all of a sudden, Terry's dancing with them. All of a sudden, he's gone to the other side of the dance floor. So I can understand how maybe someone might feel ejected.
Well, see, that part's interesting because I feel like when people discuss these videos or, oh, what about the follower? What if she doesn't want to do something and now the guys are forcing it on the follow or the lead is forcing it on the follow? I don't think we're giving enough credit to the followers. Like the followers have agency in the dance and the followers have a voice in the dance, like a literal, you know, verbal voice in the dance. I've had situations personally where I would be dancing with somebody and I see a guy on the side looking at, making eye contact with my leader saying, hey, you know, I'm going to cut in. And I actually vocally said to that person, actually, you're asking the wrong person. You need to ask me if I'm okay with you cutting in, you know, type of thing. There was another time where there was someone I was dancing with who was a little bit more of a beginner, and it was a smaller event, and there was a more advanced dancer on the side. I don't know if he thought that I was bored because I was doing really simple moves with this person and that, you know, he's going to deliver a better dance and I'm going to remember it because he cuts in. And he was making that eye contact with the leader again. And I told the lead, I said, we're going to finish our dance. And I told the person on the side, I said, I'll dance with you to the next song. I'm going to finish this dance with this person. And there have been other times where I can see that that's about to happen on the side. Like people are going to cut in. And I've requested from my partner. I've said, hey, listen, you know, I don't want to do the cutting in and out. I haven't danced with you in a long time. Sometimes it's a friend or something like that, that I haven't danced with. I haven't danced with you in a long time. I just want to have this one dance with you. You know, we can cut in and out in the next song. And they always respect that wish. So
have you ever seen that annoying guy? There must be that annoying guy that feels like he can cut into anybody's dance.
Yes, I've experienced that too. And those are the ones typically that I, as a follower, will block their entry into the dance. You know, when they're like about to cut in, I will like do a move or something that still keeps me connected to my existing partner. And then kind of look at the person and say, sorry, bad cut. And also, no.
Yeah, I actually have a friend. I won't say his name to embarrass him, but he did that the other day. And he come up to me and said, the guy was mad. Why was he mad? And I'm like, oh my God, you've done it again, haven't you? Don't go and jump into random people's dances and think you can get away with it. So you know who you are. Stop it, my friend.
And that's the other thing too. You know, when we were in Transylvania, I remember you, me, Mark, and Yaki, you know, we were all there and we actually talked about it. A song came on. We're like, oh, I think Mark suggested, he's like, yo, let's do cutting in and cutting out. And I
Yeah.
said, yeah, let's do it. Right? Like you can present this idea where it doesn't feel like it's being forced on your partner or the follower.
Yeah, you can simply use PowerPoint, any kind of presentation tool to
Exactly.
get your point across. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. PowerPoint is great. But for real, when it comes to these kind of dances, there are a couple of ways to look at it. One is, you know, it is a fun experience, actually, if you are open to it. And if you're not open to it, then speak out. You can either say so as a lead or as a follower to your partner and say, you know, I would rather just have this dance with you if you don't mind. And if they do mind, and if they really want to do the whole switching thing, then maybe you wait for the next song to dance with them for a full song. And there's nothing wrong with verbal communication. I don't know why a lot of people are so averse to, oh, this is a dance and we don't talk. Well, some things can't be communicated effectively without words. And so if you need to make a request to stay with your partner and dance that entire song with your partner, make that request.
Yeah, I was there that day and I don't think anybody complained. I think everybody had a good time. And every time I've done that over the years, most people have enjoyed themselves. I haven't, I say most, I can't think of anybody. Only the example I gave earlier on, maybe they wanted to dance with a certain dancer, but you
Listen,
know, just have fun on the dance floor, man. What's going on?
most of the people who complain about these things are people in the comments who don't actually engage in the dance, who weren't present for the dance, who were not in the dance, who didn't speak to anybody on the dance floor, who are just watching the dance as outsiders, having their own opinions about something. Usually it's those people who have some complaint.
I was just thinking, those type of people, we should really find a way to connect to them. So take this podcast, take a link to this podcast and send it to one of those people that you think needs this. We want those comments. We want them to comment on our videos. Come and comment on our Facebook. Come and comment on our Instagram. Whatever you want. Say whatever you want. It might be filtered, but you could try.
And if you're looking for where to comment, check out at Naked and Counting, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check us out on Facebook and Instagram, or check out at Mr. Leon Rose and at Magna Gopal.
And don't forget to check out Magna's other podcast that she does without me.
I'll have you as a guest, actually. I think I'll do an interview with you. It'll be more serious than our Naked and Counting episodes, but we
I'll have to
will.
put my clothes on then.
Yeah. Catch you all in the next episode.
Till next time.